Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan on a Friday. We only have 3 hours in this show, so let's jump right into it. General at your service. If you see me, bear me N.A., the Stella Artois NAs are flowing. They're bountiful up here at 75 and Fitzhugh, 11th floor. There's Broadus in his Cowboys draft party shirt. He has Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40 as we still continue to process and digest the George Pickens acquisition. It's been a fun Cowboys week.
Great.
Thanks to the Jones boys for dialing something up. What's next? Okay, we're going to get a defensive tackle, a veteran corner. Are we going to get a veteran tackle? You kind of do need a veteran swing tackle, don't you? They don't have an Adoga replacement. Can we do something else? One more thing. What do you say?
Awesome.
I think they like Awesome Richards.
Awesome Richards.
I really do. And they signed with Charles and some guys like that. I don't know. Maybe they might think about them as some tackles. But I think they really do like Awesome Richards as a potential guy that could play inside. You know, there was some thought that if you drafted a left tackle, would you be able to maybe put Awesome Richards at right guard, you know, and have him compete with Brock Hoffman and those guys, you know, after the draft. But the fact that you'd already taken a guard, that maybe that kind of sets up a little bit better for Awesome Richards to compete at the left tackle spot.
Number of young guys, it makes sense. Maybe one could step up here. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, set to go 3 hours flawless. Eric Chiafalo is here. Wolchuk's final day. That's where you kind of look at the calendar and you're like, we're about to head for home here. It's been a glorious week, I'm sure, for the Woolly Bully. And salute to him for weighing in a couple of times as Bully Melrose.
That's right.
But we're looking forward to his return on Monday. Should be glorious.
Okay. Breaking news here at the news desk. This cruise was an 8-day rager.
It's Tuesday.
This thing's floating him in on Monday morning. Yeah. We won't see the Bully live in the flesh until Tuesday.
Tuesday, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. Live it up, young man.
I'm assuming he built in the buffer day. Yeah. You have to have the post-vacay buffer day. Uh-huh. So maybe that's what Monday is. But he's got flights and boats and babies and pregnant wives to handle. I mean, that's quite the juggling act. Wife. Mm. That's a singular.
Yes.
Good and correction.
Did you hear wives? I heard wives.
That was really, really unintentional.
Well, you know,
irresponsible, I would say.
Bully's a very capable man, though. I wouldn't put it past him if he set his mind to it. That'd be something to pull off, having a wife on like each floor of the cruise ship.
And little House of the Prairie dresses.
Yeah. I'm off to that tourist getaway, buddy. Yeah. Be right back.
Gonna go do the limbo here. Yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
Okay, so what do we have coming up in today's show? Jared Sandler coming up at about 2:25. We'll talk Rangers, Tigers with you. Okay, and then Eric Nadel at 4 o'clock. You know, the stars have really captured the minds and hearts of the DFW sports fan, though. And salute to them for that. I do think the combination of this Stanley Cup that they're about to win, Chief, and Nico's decision has set forth into motion a chain of events that is going to make this more of a hockey town than a basketball town. I think for the longest time it was Cowboys and then tied for two, depending on who was hotter, it was Rangers or Mavs. You know, who's good, who's in the playoffs. But all things being equal, I think they had about similar interest. I think this has changed until further notice, maybe until, you know, the Mavs get their next transcendent superstar or they miraculously pull off a championship, depending on Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis's health.
Yeah, that would be a huge miracle. And I do think to some extent you're right. It's tough to quantify. I mean, I guess we need to figure out a way to get some of these ratings for these Stars playoff games and sort of juxtapose a little bit to see how locked in people really are. But I mean, in terms of like text feedback, Twitch, YouTube, comments of that, I mean, there's a lot of people turning in their fan cards for the Mavs, and what's there right now to replace that?
Yeah.
You
go home and you ask yourself as you're walking in or maybe on your way home, what sports is on TV tonight? And I think a long time for Mavs fans, they were like, I can't get invested in the Stars. You kidding me? I'm a super busy guy anyway.
How about that playoff run last year where they're both going and every night it's an 8:30 start, tip and puck drop, and you're going, my gosh, dude, I was proud of all of us, man.
That was insane.
The way we got through that playoff run last year.
It was one of the greatest springs of all time.
But not the everyman can't do that. You got to be a different breed to pull that off. Yes. I mean, physically, spiritually, emotionally, you got to be dialed in a way that most guys aren't. It's a pick and choose thing. I got Mavs on Tuesday. I need that recovery day on Wednesday to get back going for a Thursday Mavs game.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, that becomes the Stars.
Or on nights where both are playing, you choose Mavs, you know, so you're missing. Yeah. And I think in order to be invested and to become passionate, you got to watch it all. And now I think a lot of those people are going to do that with the Stars here, Brian, especially after you watch this run. They got Winnipeg. Let's be honest. They're significantly better than those Jets.
I hope you're right. Let me ask
regular season team.
If I can ask you guys this question, though, hockey fan is going to do this, but is fan that's trying to be the bandwagon fan, these games are hard to find.
Yeah. TV.
No, it's hard to find if it's a, is it a TNT game? Is it a...
It's TNT or ESPN.
ESPN, but okay, what night?
I watch it on Go. By the way, the HBO app. Go.
Okay, there you go. So there you go.
It is everywhere. You don't know where it may be, so you flip a coin.
Yeah, I kind of go down with the service I have and go down to the NHL, but I just wonder for the fan that, you know, that's trying to kind of, okay, I want to watch the Stars play tonight. What time are we playing tonight? Man, it's like, 8:30 puck drop. Next thing you know, puck will be dropped at
8:52
at 9:12, you know, Eastern Central. I wonder if this casual fan is finding it hard. I'll tell you another thing I don't like. I hate the rotating broadcasting crews.
That crew the other night they got panned on Twitter for being is this a spelling bee? Is this hockey?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
It
was lifeless.
He's much better at SportsCenter.
Yeah. Yeah. Bucci Mane.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing that bothered me is I just so used to like the series being on one specific channel. And then having the same commentators
barrier
that they're like they're living the series, they're there every day, so maybe they're getting a little bit more insight for game three, then rotating crew coming from the Vegas series or coming from the Carolina series, or I just like my guys and gals to be the same crew every night covering the whole series.
The thing that's going on is live sports TV programming has become so popular because everything else people are just getting a la carte in their streaming and downloads. Mm-hmm. And so their business model is still very successful, even making us go on this damn hunt for what streaming service I need and paying another $10 to $15, right?
Yeah, I'm going
to
hunt it.
You're going to hunt it, but you're right. The casual fan's not finding it like we did back in the day.
See, it's a little bit funny because I'm thinking, okay, is a game on ESPN tonight? Oh, wait a minute. I've got to – it's not on ESPN. Okay, so I got to flip over here. And then, another game's on right now, so that puts me behind – I don't know if I'm...
The Tolos on the text right now are saying that we're cranking up the old excuse machine for the sports fan who is neglecting to watch because they can't find it.
You know, I think once you get to the playoffs, it's going to be on the home screen most devices
you go to.
See,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I am not trying to create any... I'm just saying I grew up in an era where it was on this, and my announcers were this. It was the same guys and gals... The whole series.
I love that.
You know, and I felt like as the series wore on, I learned more about the series. I just don't feel like I have that with these crews floating in and out. And then, sure, I'm going to go find it, and I'm not making excuses. Hell, I've got 7 ways to go find this game, and I'll go every single one of them to try and find it. I just wish that it was like standard ESPN or standard TNT, wherever it's supposed to be, and that's it, and that my announcers are following it. That's my crew. Because they live in the series, are going to learn far more.
Yeah, they're entrenched. I'm with you. I totally agree.
I mean, like, they're gonna bump into assistant coach down during, you know, skate around and stuff, and they're gonna get a little bit more insight going, hey, they're gonna try and take away this tonight. Watch the, you know.
But the moose has to be the motivator right now. I mean, when you're debating whether or not you want to do the simple Google search about whatever channel we're watching, or you're frustrated by the fact that it's Bucci Main and whoever the lady was calling the game.
Yeah.
The moose gets you to the screen. When he's doing something like this.
That's right.
I mean, you don't let something stop you from watching legendary, historical DFW sports moments.
No, you don't.
Okay?
You mute the play-by-play and you put on Pantera is what you do.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
No, you're right about that. I'm just saying and we're talking about casual fan. We're talking about folks that are like, man, I've really not watched the Stars for 82. You know, I'm gonna check this out. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
This is how you lock in.
That's all I need. Yeah.
This is how you lock in.
The Winnipeg song's better than this.
I cannot wait for Shippy. By the way, Shippy got the call out the other night on the broadcast. They were showing him love. I think he's got to meet that moment. Now the pressure just got cranked up nationally a little bit. Okay, really? The Stars got the best in-house DJ in all of sports?
Shippy got called
Let's
out.
Let's go and hit that hella buck when Miko starts dancing on these fools again.
That would be epic. I cannot wait to see how.
Whole crowd, man, in unison.
Yeah. Rangers and Tigers tonight.
Oh.
Pre-game at 5. Takes me back to high school. It really does.
That's beautiful, bro. You got to let it cook. You got to let it cook sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this is synonymous with leg day, isn't it, Lucius?
Yeah, 100%. I got to have metal when I'm lifting that heavy one. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, so the Stars runs is nice right here, but it hasn't got that fever pitch like that 99-2000 situation.
I hear you. But so we're creeping up, though, aren't we?
We're creeping up on a come up.
Do we get there tonight with a win? You think going up 2-0 coming home?
That's a statement, dude.
You think? I think once you're there, the fans go meet the players at the airport.
You start getting there, you start cooking. Yes, it becomes something.
Well, you know, maybe belief is tough. I think after with Miro still out, and that is one of the updates, Miro's still out, we're starting to wonder, you know, if he's going to be able to make it back at all for any playoff series. Or maybe there's been a setback, not quite sure, but Robo is back and probably looking at even more minutes tonight. Okay, Rangers and Tigers pregame at 5. Sandler's coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. Eric Nadell's going to join us at 4 o'clock. It'll be a Corbin against Scooble. The man considered to be the best pitcher in the big leagues, Brian.
Light him up tonight, right?
Well, he's a lefty.
I know. Gonna light him up.
I think you light up any righty. But once you're in this territory,
I'm trying to talk myself into this.
I like what you're doing, man.
I'm trying my best.
Glass half full, broad. This is a pleasant surprise.
I got Stars confidence.
Yeah.
Right now, I think this is it's no hitter alert. That's what that is. It's definitely shutout alert.
We're about to get zero runs number 6 on the season.
What can I get over there on y'all's site, the prize picks? I'm taking all the unders on the Rangers.
That's actually a pretty good idea. What is the Scooball punch outs on prize picks tonight?
I'm
laughing to cry right now. It's really what I'm doing, man.
Right?
It's horrible. I feel you,
dude. We just wait until it pops. You know, Bitcoin finally reversed, and it took us like 4 months.
Boy, I tell you what.
We don't have that kind of time, dude.
Boy, I tell you what.
Dude, that was brutal. But it happened. We had the faith that it happened. So we'll resume that at 5:40 first pitch there in Detroit. The Tigers playing good baseball, Chief.
Yeah.
Scooball punch outs sitting at 7 right now.
I don't know. Is he a strikeout guy?
I don't know for sure. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I do know he's one of the best in the business. I got to imagine he's a strikeout guy.
I think I'll go no bet on that one, because one thing the Rangers are doing right now is they're having success being patient.
Getting on base. Yeah. Well, we'll see what the runs are for this game.
It's just getting those guys home once they get on base. That's the problem.
Yeah, they're pretty good at getting on base and drawing walks here recently.
Mm. Okay. What do you think his over-under on hits allowed is? Hits allowed versus the Rangers.
Three, I would say 4.5.
3.
You freaking nailed it, dude. Nice. You are dialed. Yes. You're going you're going over on that, though?
No.
You got that kind of confidence?
No.
Can we get 5 hits tonight in Detroit?
Scooball, he's averaging 6.86 strikeouts per game. As of today, he's got 48 strikeouts over 7 starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one tonight. But, you know, the good news is there'll still be a chance to win the series this evening. About 8:30 or so, you'll assess your chances for tomorrow there with Jared Sandler. He's coming up here in about 10 minutes now. Last night was all about the George Pickens quotes on Mike Tomlin saying last season he needed to grow up, just taking one day at a time. I feel like everybody in the world's working on growing on their bettering of their self. I feel like growth for me is taking a great direction in me coming to the Cowboys. On playing with CeeDee, super dynamic receiver, schematically, you won't be able to double everybody. That will be a great thing for me and him. And then he said, there's no, oh, he gets the ball, I get the ball. He says they're working off each other. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, just seems to have a major team mentality, you know, and there's two different kind of guys that want the ball, right? It's give me the ball so we can win, or give me the ball so I can pad my stats and get paid. And he doesn't seem like that guy. I think that's an important distinction as we get to know this dude a little bit better. The other thing I wanted to ask you guys about, though, can having two wide receivers this amazing, which Dak has never had to this level, can that allow you to move the chains even when your run game isn't working or your protection isn't great? Do you think it opens up that?
I think the run game part of it makes a lot of sense. You've got me kind of convinced that the left tackle spot, when it's not good, leads to turnovers and sacks and things like that.
So, Dak without Pickens and CeeDee. Can this be so open so quickly, and Dak can just fire it out there?
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful of that. But if you're telling me that they're not going to be very good at the running game, that will be a disappointment to me.
Yeah, I mean, unless your pass protection is so incredible. Yeah. Because ultimately, if you're going to be consistently winning through the air, your pass protection's got to be awesome. Now, Dak's been really good on third downs throughout his career.
Yeah.
That's just a fact about him. And having a guy in George Pickens who now, if CeeDee Lamb's doubled, this is a guy that you can throw the ball up to at any time. So wins in one-on-one coverage. So it should help, but you do have to bring some level of competent pass protections to the table if you're going to be doing that consistently throughout the season, if that is sort of the game plan. But yes, it should be a great opportunity for that.
Man, if that's the case, hopefully that buys you enough points against more teams. You can acquire a good record. I think you're always going to have to be able to, be able to run or pass to win multiple playoff games. You know, I don't think you're going to be able to be good enough. Maybe Burrow is. You know, they just didn't have a good enough defense to get him to the playoffs. But it's that's rare. I think that's maybe the hope, that you just had to get better players for Dak to be able to do some of the stuff that other quarterbacks have done.
We've kind of learned over the years that really the more that Dak does throw the ball, the more chance of maybe a turnover.
Yeah.
So I'm not interested in him throwing the ball over 40 times a game myself.
And you don't believe there's a chance that the combination of Lamb and Pickens at the height of their powers could change that? Like, maybe now it is a good idea.
Throw Ferguson in there, throw Blue in there. Throw some Turpin in there potentially, sure.
Throw but some optimism on better schemes and concepts from a passing standpoint, getting guys open.
They since Schottenheimer took this job, and what he's tried to do, with the exception, they've drafted the running back, of course. Actually drafted a couple of them, but he's talked about running the football. So evidently, I'm just going on his clues. He's telling me that he believes he has to run the football to help his quarterback. That's what I see. It's not like, and there's nothing wrong with getting weapons. I'm gonna go through something at 3:40 today, talk about team building, but offensive weapons and how important they are. But I think that what they're trying to do right now is Schottenheimer's telling you, we've got to run the ball to help our quarterback. And if they don't do that, then maybe they feel like, boy, they might be in a little bit of some trouble there.
All righty. We got the G-Bag of the Day champ, and then Jared Sandler joins us. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up around the corner, and we're back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Of the nation. All righty, Sandler in 2 seconds here. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers pregame at 5 o'clock. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Okay, our current G-Bag of the Day champion is Zach Wolchuk as Bully Melrose. This is the one he did before Game 1 of Stars and Jets. Just do
it. Happy hump day, boys. I'm doing it, honey, huh? All right, I'm on it. you hear that song? You hear that song, eh? Yeah, man. Oh, my gosh. The Stanley Cup, cough. Connor L. sock. Oh, boys, the Jets have no shot. They got no shot to beat the Dallas Stars here, boys. It's just too much for them. Wyatt Johnston. Don't get too excited, Eric. I'm not talking Johnsons. I'm talking the Johnstons. Oh, he's going to have a big one in this series. I really, really think he's stepping out, boys. Even if you don't have the Robo and the Miro, I do think they're going to be playing. I don't care what anybody's saying about these ACL schmens. Shields, all right? They're going to get their ass out there. This is hockey. Hockey players built different, all right? It's not like your candy asses in other sports. This is hockey. You bust a tooth, you get back out there. You break an ankle, you skate on it, all right? Last time I checked, the ACL was a long way from the heart, okay? So he's going to get his ass out there. Robo, figure it out as well. We need our best. We need our best in this series, even though Canada, my God, that should be ashamed. I love the Canadians. I really do. It's my own country. But my gosh, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry to everybody that listened to that crap that Winnipeg put out there. That's like, I mean, come on. Let's go ahead. Get Jimmy from Degrassi to go ahead and write something better. All right, go Stars. I love you, Texas hockey. All the way, boys.
There he is. So much sweeter after the Game 1 win. And the consistency of this bit, this is G-Bag of the Year worthy stuff.
No question.
Wolchuk's putting down as we get set now for Jared Sandler to join us. He has the pregame coming up in 2.5 hours. His preview's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, how the heck are you?
What's up, fellas? I'm great. Just here at Comerica Park in Detroit.
Nice. Now, how much history do the Rangers have against Skubal? You know, and how do you beat him if you can?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough these days, at least. You know, he's a different pitcher since he's come back from injury. I don't know if you guys remember, but a few years ago, before he had an injury, which he suffered right after the trade deadline, I forget the year. It was a year in which the Rangers were not competitive, but there was a thought they would try and acquire a pitcher who was under control for several years, and Tarek Skubal's name was one of the names that was thrown out there. But then he didn't get traded. I think maybe actually I say right after. I think it was right before the deadline. Maybe he left the start early with an arm issue and ended up, you know, getting hurt and missing some time. But yeah, I mean, you know, he came back last year, I mean, he's had two straight seasons with an ERA under three. And he's one of these guys, the elite pitchers. There's not really a defined way where it's like, this is how you beat them, because guys like Skubal are so good at reading swings and making adjustments. And, you go in with a game plan that is evident in the top of the first inning to try and beat him this way. He's going to pick up on that. And he's got so many weapons and tools that he can adjust. Now the Rangers, and they didn't face them the World Series year. I would have loved for the World Series year lineup to face them, but last year they faced them twice. Once didn't go so well. If I remember the time they faced them in Detroit, they actually competed really well against him. And you know, he didn't put up gaudy strikeout numbers, and they had some, good at bats, and I think they scored four runs off of him. I don't remember. Two of them were earned. I don't remember the error situation. But yeah, they've done okay against him, but he's definitely, one of the, I think I might've said this to you guys yesterday, one of the 3 to 5 best pitchers in baseball. And that might even upset some people. The fact that I say 3 to 5, they might say he's one of the 1 to 2 best pitchers in baseball.
Jared Sandler here with you in the G-Bag Nation. And then the Rangers starter, yesterday, Jack Leiter. Where are we with him right now as far as his journey?
Yeah, I think he is going through the ups and downs of a guy who's in his first full season as a big leaguer. You know, he went up against a really good lineup yesterday. We talked about it, was getting ahead, was throwing strikes, just didn't have a put-away pitch. And when you don't put big league hitters away, you obviously open the door for things to happen. If it's against a not so great lineup, then all right, maybe you get away with it. But when you're it's against a really good and athletic lineup like the Red Sox, a team that's willing to take walks, then they eventually foul enough pitches off, and not only do they win maybe that battle, but it also drags innings on and it wears you down a little bit. But I thought the way he responded after the first inning, especially, but first two innings, was good. I know, he ended up getting that third run tacked onto his ledger when he came out of the game, and the inherited runner came around to score. But all things considered, I don't think the expectation should have been for him to be an all-star type pitcher this year. If it happened, great. But this is another big step forward. Last year he took a huge step forward after going from being a bad double-A pitcher to a really good triple-A pitcher, but obviously took his lumps at the big league level. Well, this year he's taking, lumps at the big league level, but he, I don't think in anyone's mind is showing anything other than the fact he belongs and deserves to get the ball every 5 days, which that is another step forward. It might not be a giant leap yet, but it's another step forward, and he continues to show progress. And I think the thing with Jack, and maybe you can make an argument this isn't a good thing, or maybe it is a good thing, but he is so intellectually advanced for his age, and he plays the thinking game really well. I guess you could, think too much sometimes, but I think he's going to he's the type of guy who takes experiences like yesterday and builds off of them. Whereas I think there's some guys that no matter what they do every 5 days, or if they're a position player every day, it doesn't really impact them as much as you would like it to. I think, he learns from these things, and, I'd be curious what it looks like next time he faces the Red Sox, or maybe next time he just, gets on the mound in general.
How does the lefty Patrick Corbin match up with this Tigers lineup that looks like they got a lot of righties?
Yeah, well, one of the things that AJ Hinch has always been really good at is, putting guys in great spots. And he's not having to match up as much this year as he has in the past, but he will empty his bench, in a given game. He plays the matchups really well. This is not a team that's got 6 or 7 studs who will be in the lineup every single game. And, one thing he does a really good job of is he builds his lineup in a, not really a traditional way. Sometimes you look at a guy and be like, I can't believe that guy's sitting there. But then you look at the big picture. Well, he's sitting there because he knows, AJ knows, that perhaps if it's a close game in the 6th inning, 7th inning, you might have to make a tough choice with your bullpen. If you bring in the lefty, well, all right, now you got to deal with this pocket. Or if you bring in the righty, I can go with this guy off the bench. He's always 2 steps ahead, and I think it elevates the performance of his players. But in general, there really isn't a great matchup unless you get into a stolen base competition with the Tigers. That's like the one thing they don't do. They don't run, but they don't need to. They're top 5 in terms of run production, top 5 in run prevention, and specifically against lefties, both left-handed hitters and against left-handed pitching, they dominate. You know, they've been very good against left-handed pitching, so it's going to be a tough test for Patrick Corbin.
Hey, Jared, you know, any insight of maybe how the Rangers will approach this series when it comes to the hitting? I mean, and I know it's such a small sample size for what we've seen in Boston for the last couple, but they're 0 for 17 with runners in scoring position. Anybody kind of like on the plane flight, you know, saddle up with you and say, hey, we need to do something a little different here? Or are we running out of, hey, we need to do something a little different here?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the willingness to have team at bats is something that, you know, we saw from the 2023 group when they were in the middle of an inning where they were piling it on and, you know, they had, you know, pushed a few runs across and, you know, had four hits in the inning and, you know, guys would come up and that whole, you know, you just pass the baton and things are rolling, you know, that's different. But when you're scuffling, all right, you got to take a step back, read the room, see, hey, we just need one, right? Let's just get one. And, you know, it doesn't need to be a double off the wall. You know, it can just be a ground ball to the right side so that a runner at second and nobody out becomes a runner at third and one out, and trust that, you know, our guys can do the job. And I think having that trust that you keep the line moving, things will break through. I think those are, you know, I think those are the, I guess the adjustments maybe is just mentally the approach of, you know, being willing to have a team at bat. You know, and then the other thing too, I know we talked about it yesterday, but this team just has not slugged at all. You know, and you know, the small ball is great and we love celebrating it when it happens. And you know, when it does, you just feel like things are flowing in a certain way. But I'll tell you, the 3-run homer is a pretty sweet thing to have happen too. And the Rangers offensively last year, we talked about it. One of the big gaps, the differences between 23 and 24, they just didn't hit as many home runs, and they especially didn't hit as many home runs with runners on base. And so hopefully the Rangers can get back to, you know, familiarizing themselves with a long ball, because again, it'd be one thing if this lineup wasn't built for that. You know, if you're a lineup that you're a small ball type lineup, then all right, that's the emphasis. But the thing, just when you look on paper, and the thing we heard over and over was, this is a team that's going to hit the home run. This is a team, and we all said it, right? We looked at the lineup and said, hey, they could have eight guys who could hit 20 plus home runs. And you know, on paper, they nothing's changed, but you know, at some point you got to do it. They're just not hitting the home run. And that was kind of the way this lineup was built, as a big potential strength was long ball.
Jared Sandler on the road with the Rangers as they're in Detroit. How is the frustration level with the offense? Like, is it as bad as it's been over the last two or three weeks as it's hit peaks?
I don't think, like, after the series against Boston, the frustration level was nearly as stark as what it was perhaps after that road trip in Northern California. And then even after, you know, the homestand, in which they had that one big game against the Athletics, but the rest of that homestand was bleak offensively. I feel like there's more optimism, and obviously when you make a change, even if that's not going to have an immediate impact, I think it just it kind of allows people to hit the reset button. But you know, that's only going to last so long. That at some point you got to start doing it, otherwise they're going to fall back down in that, you know, that path. That leads to just total frustration and bewilderment as to why this super talented lineup isn't producing.
What can you say about the rest of this series in terms of pitching matchups? And obviously it's not going to get any more difficult than Skubal tonight, but who else do they run out there for the series?
Yeah, well, you know, thankfully, and it would have been cool to have this matchup tonight, DeGrom versus Skubal, but the Rangers will, you know, send DeGrom out tomorrow. Jack Flaherty's pitching for the Tigers. You know, so that'll be a good matchup. Flaherty's, you know, not a bad pitcher. He's had some ups and downs. And then I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the finale of this series, you got Reese Olson, who's pitching for the Tigers. He's a good young pitcher. This is a really good young team, right? The Tigers, not a super veteran-laden team. But Reese Olson's off to a good start, but he's going up against Nathan Eovaldi. So, you know, the Rangers, from a pitching standpoint, they got, you know, two of their three big guns who are going to start this series. And so it's a great opportunity. The Rangers have lost six straight series. This would be a great opportunity to turn that around and you know, finally get a series win. It's been a while.
Are you doing play-by-play tonight?
No, Eric and Matt, and then Baskey and Dave on the TV side.
Right on, dude. Well, have a good weekend up there, and come back with a couple of dubs.
All right, fellas. I appreciate it. You guys as well.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. I'm excited about this series. I am. You know, a good team, a great pitcher tonight. But Jock Peterson's got this torpedo bat now.
Yeah.
And it's given him the confidence that I'm not going to swing at any bad pitches. Just throw me the pitch and I'm going to hit it, you know?
Well, maybe everybody else needs to grab a torpedo bat too.
Well, yes.
I mean, you've got some, I say that tongue in cheek, but you know, you've got some other guys, you know, Heim and Smith and others have kind of figured some things out. But man, this is getting tough. And I didn't want to believe this, but I now believe it's true. I think the Rangers' schedule has affected them hitting. I do. And hey, I got accused earlier in the show of being making up reasons and trying to make excuses and stuff.
Excuse machine.
I honestly, you're pitching like the Rangers have had the advantage, it seems like, in almost every series when it comes to the pitch. It seems like it, you know, but they've just haven't, you know, the Rangers pitchers have done a great job of holding the runs down, two runs, one run, you know, three runs, whatever. You know, but they faced just as good a pitching. And I thought, it was going to be an excuse. I don't think it's an excuse. I think they played some teams that have had some damn good staffs, and they're being punished for it right now.
All righty. I do think the season has been very tough. The good news is Peterson's average on the road now up to 250, his on-base percentage on the road in the mid-threes. Yeah. So the course has been corrected, and this might be the turning point when it comes to the standings. I know they are two games below 500, but that's nothing here one month into the season. Chief, where are we going next?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here on The Fan.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. It's top stories of the day coming up at 3 o'clock. I hurt myself today playing with the kid. I got something to be on the lookout for.
Uh-oh.
But here's the chief.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, though, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. Big L to our buddy Bobby Belt, who thought we were at Southern Leisure Spas and Patios today in Flower Mound, so swung through right at the start of the show, only to realize that, of course, yesterday was the day that we planted the flag there at Flower Mound.
Oh, okay. It's a win for him, though, because it is Spa Wars.
That's true.
Yeah.
Time to capitalize, Bob.
Nothing down, 0% loan. You kidding me?
$12 bags of pellets for the grill.
Yeah.
Good also, things. Buy one, get one, Meat Church seasonings.
Yeah, that's, Matt Pittman's on his
show. Up to a dub, Bob. Yeah. You walked into a gold mine is what you did.
Absolutely.
By far, the biggest dub is that the Rangers actually had good offense for two games in a row, average offense in the third game, but they're taking these walks.
Yeah.
You know?
Discipline.
They're receptive to the message. They were just unlucky to not get hits with runners on base. That's going to happen, right? And it's the final test of your Rangers' faith and belief. Are you going to pass it or fail it? I'm passing. I'm believing because I believe in Brett Boone.
Your Rangers' L stat of the day, you got a Booner over there? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
The Rangers' 123 runs scored this season, the fewest through 38 games in the team's 54-year history, according to Bobby Belt of 105.3 The Fan.
Bobby's a baseball expert.
If it's a top five offense, can you imagine how many runs they got to score in the final 5 months to
finish
their destiny?
Top five? Yeah.
Have you adjusted your thought? If you could just give me a top 15 offense. You could just give me a
top 21 now.
Yeah. You give me a top 23 offense.
Give me bottom third. We'll be all right.
Gosh.
I'm back to targeting top half with the walks that we've seen.
All right.
There's the optimism.
Jock Peterson.
I appreciate your
We might have to have an honest conversation about Marcus Semien around August or September because you're not going to be able to carry him through a playoff run, right? So that'd be the only thing I'm significantly still concerned about when it comes to the offense.
Our buddy Frankie in the 817, incredibly awesome Tolo, big L, lost in the second round of the Little League playoffs. That stings.
That does.
Got to round two, though. You know, at least you weren't one and done. My whole playoff life growing up in sports was basically making it to the playoffs was the championship because we were Dunsky after that. It was usually a boat race.
So we're
thinking about you, Frankie.
That's exactly why we recruited the Schilling brothers at about age five. These two dudes were 10 months apart. I don't know how that mom had that quick of a turn and burn.
Happy Mother's Day to her.
But she did. And both these kids could rake. They could catch touchdowns. They could throw touchdowns. They were both point guards.
Wow.
Like, just be on the team with the Schilling brothers. You're going to be good in Vancouver, Washington.
Frankie is getting a dub, though, because he made the summer all-star team.
There you go.
So congratulations to you, stud.
Yeah.
And our buddy pastry chef Eric took a dub because he was actually seated at a hibachi table with the playmaker Michael Irvin earlier this week. How about that?
Cool.
Nice.
And apparently his family like had no idea who it was. He's like out there like trying to make this like, can you believe it? Can you believe it? Yeah. Look who's here. They're like, who is this guy?
Did Michael give the chef like $20 just to cook the meal? No show?
No show? I think if you're going for hibachi, you're going for the show. You want to see onion choo-choo train or whatever.
I don't need to see the spinning egg.
Okay, do you feel too much pressure? Is this a confidence thing when it comes to the shrimp flip?
No.
You don't feel confident in your ability?
No.
To open up and
no, I feel like I flip
catch
the shrimp.
That thing?
Yeah, I can work with a spatula. I've done that before.
No, but I'm talking about you're on the receiving end. When you go to hibachi, all of a sudden that shrimp comes flying to your face.
Yeah. Oh, I've never had
do
that.
Do you have the hand-eye-mouth coordination to pull that off?
Never have had that type of experience. Only seen the...
You don't get the shrimp flip?
No.
They probably look at you as a guy who lacks confidence in this area avoids you having
looks
to be
like
embarrassed,
wasting
a shrimp on the floor.
Guy looks like
after it bounces off your forehead.
Looks like a sea lion sitting over there in his chair.
would you let Salt Bae put meat in your mouth?
Absolutely not.
No. Hell no.
Can't do it. Actually, okay.
Wasn't there like an athlete in this Metroplex that did that? Like Salt Bae put meat in his mouth. He was all like, crazy, bro. That's nuts.
I think it was Dwight Howard's been down that weekend. That's why.
Yeah, that's what it
no,
was.
Okay. So
spray my cheeks, dog.
Would you rather you take the Salt Bae meat or let your girl take the Salt Bae meat?
Ooh.
You have to choose.
Okay, what this are we is talking this about is G-Bag
you, you never seen what are we talking about? You never seen Salt Bae?
Yeah,
never,
yeah
he slices Salt the meat yeah. and then yeah.
He likes to serve up this
he
meat.
He knew exactly what you're doing, man. You're,
yeah, no, you, this is genius.
You're, a big, you are absolutely you're a genius, bro. You are a genius.
This is Salt Bae's genius. I can't take any credit for his bit, even though it seems to have failed in a huge way. Right? I'm not seeing much.
Yeah,
of him
yeah. Days. He's kind of nefarious at this point.
Yeah.
Where are you, Salt Bae? Run, girl.
Oh no! Got too carried away.
Yeah, that's a tough predicament. A lot of people have been put in.
Rephrase
the
question
Justin
again.
Justin Tucker of salt.
Yeah.
Would you let Salt Bae cut his steak and mouth it to you?
No, no.
Or would you let him do it to your girl? Because those are the videos that go around. He's either dripping the bite of steak into your mouth.
I don't think you put it that way. You said put his meat in.
Yeah, put his meat in.
Yeah, that's what you said.
It's a synonym of steak. Is steak meat? Is meat steak?
No, no, you cleaned it up along the route now knowing what you got. Yeah.
Big pause.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Eric, I would have to fall on the sword.
Would you?
I would have to fall on the sword and put Salt Bae's meat in my mouth before the girl do it.
Thank
especially because everybody's recording and you're looking ridiculous trying to do, you know, trying to figure out what you do with the face.
This is
fine.
Can't I'm look too happy.
I'm the guy that gets up when the mariachi band comes around to the table. I don't want to be that. I just can't sit there for like an act or things like that. I can't. I just want to eat. Just want to eat my food.
Wow.
I can't have the mariachi band.
You're not here for the pageantry?
I'm not
even
here
if you've had a couple drinks?
No, no.
Wow.
Well, you saw what I've had a Mardi lot Gal. Of drinks. I cut you off a bunch.
Mardi
I
mean. Gras O'Brien is standing up and he's
yeah, he's dancing.
He's cutting a rug when the mariachi band swings by. A couple marks deep. Yeah. I believe it.
What if a local team had just won a championship? Would you be okay with it then?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Probably, yeah. That's honestly one of the reasons why I'm so excited about the Moose and what he's doing right now for our Metroplex, because we might get Mardi Gras Broadus championship
which is
a different level of beast.
I wish we could get this thing to the point where we can go broadcast at one of these cities for a playoff game. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
I'm in for Vegas. I haven't been there in a few months.
Yeah.
If they end up on a collision course with the Ice Cats,
there's got to be somebody
from
out
Florida.
There.
We can go. We can go shack up at my grandparents or whatever in South Florida.
Nice.
You know, if we need to.
Yeah.
So
I'm down.
We'll get that thing done. All right. Fox News. One of the ladies took an L. What do you think about the anchor? Okay, so this is anchor and reporter.
She was an anchor.
She's going on a political diatribe here.
Come on, bro.
And then all of a sudden she just up and passes out on set, live on television. And then
I
just
passed out a couple of times.
I want you to appreciate what the anchor does here and just grade his performance.
So this is about incompetency. It's not about ideology or it's not about.
Oh my goodness! We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here. Lydia, the President, we're going to go to a break right here. We'll be right back.
All right. Gotcha, bitch. Good. This was not in Anchorman school. Okay.
No.
You don't get the class day of here's what happens. This is what you do on live television when your co-host passes out.
No, this is, but
didn't go to help her in any way. Was just waiting for somebody else to run over.
This is so reminiscent and it should have been handled this way. This speech. When you play football and somebody gets hurt and the coaches move the drill over to keep the practice going.
Yeah.
I think that's
get a trainer out here. Yeah, We're going over to the other field, boys.
Yeah, yeah, put him in the shed.
Like somebody's down with an injury, practice stops for a minute, coaches move the drill over about 10 yards.
Let me know when you're good, you wimp.
Yeah. they tried. He tried to like keep the practice going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried,
I believe it.
But
the other kids aren't hurt.
Yeah. 214 Woody, biggest dub stars and OU softball getting it done.
OU softball,
his
get it done.
His master Kush is a dub.
They're still playing. They're in tournaments right now.
Still no opiates or benzos for Woody. Congratulations. 575. Nothing.
Hey, at this point, does the plug hit you up? Hey, man, where you been, dog?
Yeah. I got 2-for-1.
Yeah. We're having a barbecue. Swing through.
Woody,
that's like the Bowser of recovery. Yeah. Is getting through that final level.
The
of
music
being
gets real hard.
but 575 dub because he
he got paid $800 through sports betting, so kudos to him. And then he ordered a Miko Rantanen jersey. He had a Moose jersey coming. Then he canceled the order with Fanatics because he realized he had somebody in his family he needed to help out financially. But Fanatics still up and went and sent the jersey. So he got the refund. He got the free jersey.
My goodness.
Congratulations, dude. That's the best jersey you could have right now.
What a play by me.
Free jersey? He didn't have to send that back?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know what the protocols are here. You know, was there a return situation? Probably not. He got the refund and the jersey. You chalk that up to a huge victory.
That is a massive dub, I think. 1 hour down, two to go here in the G-Bag Nation. We have Rangers baseball coming up at 5 o'clock. First pitch at 5:40. Eric Nadel is going to join you at 4. It's going to be Corbin against Skubal. Okay, so it's going to be tough. He is a lefty. He is maybe the best pitcher in baseball, and the Rangers haven't hit lefties well. So I think this is the final hurdle, actually, tonight. Okay, low watermark of the season, 3 games under after tonight, then the rally. Top stories of the day coming up next here to the G-Bag Nation, fam.